Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Friday night, ready for this week's show. But first, let's clear up that challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase silver medals. Change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell two nicknames, six letters each, of National Hockey League teams. What are the words?
Well, the Stanley Cup-winning Blues don't work, so what is it?
Well, if you change the R to an F, you can spell Devils and Flames. All right, Ian, it is time once again to play one, the other, both, or neither.
Oh, no.
To refresh everyone's memory, I'll name something, and then I'll give you two descriptions. And your job is to determine if one, the other, both, or neither of them apply to that thing. And since today, June 14th, is Flag Day, each of the things will be something represented on our flag, a U.S. state. First up, the state of Louisiana borders the Mississippi River, borders the state of Mississippi, both, or neither.
Well, the Mississippi River does flow through Louisiana, both.
And you're right. In fact, the state of Mississippi is the state just on the other side of the Mississippi River from Louisiana. The state of California, the first state to have two concurrent women senators, currently the only state to have two concurrent women senators, both or neither.
I know the first one's true because it was Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. So now Harris is in. The question is another state having two women today? I'm going to say both.
In fact, there are six states that currently have two women senators. Arizona, California still does. As you said, Kamala Harris is there. Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, and Washington. The largest state with new in its name, the most populous state with new in its name, both or neither?
I'm going to say that New Mexico is bigger than New York, so it's New York is the biggest state by population, but not size.
That is correct. It is the most populous state that is a new state, but it is not the largest. In fact, New Mexico is more than twice as large as New York. New York is about 54 or 55,000 square miles, and New Mexico is almost 122,000 square miles. The state of Vermont, one of the original 13 colonies, saw no battles of the American Revolution fought within its borders, both or neither.
I am pretty certain that Vermont was the 14th state, so I should say neither.
That is correct. It was not one of the original 13 colonies. It is the 14th state, as you said. And there was one battle of the American Revolution, the Battle of Hubbardton, on July 7th, 1777. And finally, the state of Washington, home to the northernmost Major League Baseball stadium, home to the westernmost Major League Baseball stadium, both or neither?
I think it's both.
It is very closely both, and this is somewhat of a trick question, but I put it last because I think it's a fascinating thing. T-Mobile Park in Seattle is by far the most northern. It is almost the westernmost Major League Baseball stadium. Get a little technical here with you if you don't mind. T-Mobile Park is at 122 degrees 19 minutes west longitude. Oracle Park in San Francisco is 122 degrees 23 minutes west longitude. Oracle Park is about 2.5 or 3 miles further west longitude-wise than Seattle's T-Mobile Park. Well, once again, Ian is both smart and funny. Well, maybe at least smart. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for some extra credit if you're a glutton for punishment. Or this challenge, Mike.
Start with the words Oregon and Maine. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, six letters, four letters, that names an area on a ship that has lots of machines. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.